Oneida tribal member Carl Artman told a congressional committee last week he's working on tweaking the policy for approving off-reservation casinos. Joe Hunt is a spokesman for the Bad River and St. Croix Chippewa bands in their efforts to build a $175 million casino complex in Beloit. He says both tribes are anxiously awaiting what Artman refers to as a new checklist for tribes applying for off-reservation casinos.
It's taken a lot of time, money, and effort on our parts, and we're very concerned that now when our application is completed, it's on his desk, he says, well, I'm going to change the rules.
But a spokesman for the Menominee tribe's proposed multi-million dollar casino in Kenosha says the threat of minor changes in federal policy aren't a concern. Evan Zeppo says off-reservation tribal casinos have been controversial for the BIA for years. He says Menominee tribal leaders are confident that any changes won't affect their project.
That's not the type of thing that is a cause for concern from us. We've had ongoing dialogue and contact with them. We feel our project is in good position.
Zeppo says the Menominee are much more concerned about the more than $5 million he says the Potawatomi tribe has spent over the past few years lobbying state and federal officials to reject the Kenosha casino. The Potawatomi fear a casino in Kenosha will cut into profits from their Milwaukee gaming hall, but the Menominee insist there's room for both tribes to prosper and create jobs for Wisconsin residents. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.